Hello. My name is Sophia, and I'm here to talk about what the rebellion can teach us. So, when you think of something Star Wars can teach you, the first thing you would probably look would be the Jedi. They are the obvious choice. The Jedi, if you don't know, are the knights that protect, that use the Force, the energy that flows throughout the universe, to protect the balance of the universe. They protect all from the dark forces and spend most of their lives studying the ways of the Force. There must be some great lesson there. I find a few problems with the Jedi teachings, though. They tend to ignore all of their emotions in a hope to reach a sort of enlightenment. I don't think that's the way to do it. This teaching is kind of what caused Anakin and others to search for more fulfilling ways to use the Force and start the Empire. The Empire is the dictatorship led by Darth Vader. They're the typical bad guys. They seek to take over the universe and be all powerful. They invade planets, enslaving races. They destroyed the Jedi Order and scattered them across the universe. The Empire also created the biggest superweapon ever seen, the Death Star. The Death Star is capable of shooting a laser that can obliterate planets across the universe in seconds. Entire planets, entire races, gone. So you can see why they're a problem. I think they might have a problem with what I'm saying. So I believe the true lesson in Star Wars can be found in the Rebel Alliance. The Rebel Alliance fought against the Empire when the odds were stacked against them, when there was no Jedi Order. They saw the hole that the Jedi had left in the battle between good and evil, and they stepped forward to fill it. They fought a battle they had little hope of winning, and they fought until death. They fought even though they faced several harsh setbacks. In the new Star Wars movie, Rogue One, if you haven't seen it, we follow the rebellion stealing plans for the Death Star in order to find some sort of way to destroy it. What's important in the film is that at this point in the timeline, the Jedi are all gone, scattered across the universe in hiding. The Order has been destroyed, and they've been hunted down by the Empire, and there is no one in the movie that can actually use the Force. There are a few sensitive to its presence, can sense things, but no manipulation that we see from the great Luke Skywalker and the others we know. There's no Jedi Order coming to save the day, and that's a central theme of the story. They cannot rely on the Force, and the Rebellion is fighting a war that it has no chance of winning. They keep fighting because they know that the world has to change. They have to free their planets. In the words of Han Solo, never tell me the odds. Recently, I felt quite a connection with the rebellion. In our world, we have things we want to change. In this time of great division, it can really feel like the rebellion and the Empire. In these times, it seems like the world is against you, and you can't pray for the Jedi or pray for change. You have to fight, and you have to be the change. No one is alone in the rebellion, and once you find your allies, you can work and work for what you believe in. Faith is a powerful thing, and the force influences everything around us, but we have to go out and do the work on our own if we expect to create change. God can give us the hope we need to fight against the darkness, but God cannot fight the battles for us. We may be beaten down, but if we can find the strength to keep fighting, we, like the rebellion, inevitably, eventually victorious, can do amazing things. Strike me down, and I will become more powerful than you can possibly imagine. Obi-Wan Kenobi.